sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
Okay.
The 411. The 411. Thank you, guys.
What's good, you all? Happy Wednesday. And happy Women's History Month as well. If you don't know about my new segment, this segment comes out every first Wednesday of the month. This is something that I really wanted to do. I wanted to get back to my roots of when I first started. I started blogging and then I started podcasting and then I later on started a YouTube. But the podcast was just very chill, talking about real life shit. And that's what I really wanted to get back to here on this channel. And for people who may be wondering, like, okay, Kayla, like, what's going on? Like, you don't post as frequent. Before I get into the topic that I'm going to be talking about for this month, let me just say this. I don't know about y'all, but it's hard for me to talk about things that I don't give a fuck about. Like, seriously, like, it's really hard to talk about things that I don't give a damn about. So talking about things pertaining to these celebrities, I don't care enough to talk about what the fuck they got going on. Okay, so that explains one portion of it. Another portion of it as well is, like, I was really giving artists who were really up and coming, who were talented, an opportunity to get their story out there, because we all know that people don't want to talk to artists until they actually make it, until they blow up, right? And you get these particular artists where, you know, they may interview with you when they're, like, really, like, getting a buzz, okay? And that is a very proud thing to be able to say, wow, like, I remember this artist and they just put out, you know, their first album and, like, look at them now. Like, that's one of the things that really kept me motivated when it was going to What's Good segment, okay? But what really, like, took away the passion and the motivation and fun to keep allowing artists to use my platform, you know, to put themselves out there was, okay, I have to grow as well, okay? How am I benefiting from interviewing artists that don't anybody know, okay? All right? Not only that, artists are late, okay? They have difficult management, okay? Or if they are signed to an indie label, they're very difficult, okay? They reach out to me to use my platform, okay? Okay? And you don't want to pay me. See, that's the, and you know, and the fact that this is Women's History Month, because this is what we're going to be talking about when it comes to this segment, episode, topic. And the title you're going to see is called, I'm Okay With Being a Bitch. Okay? I'm okay with being labeled a bitch. In honor of Women's History Month, okay? I'm okay. Because that's what we get labeled when we are a woman who demands respect, especially when it comes to our money, okay? So one of the key reasons that I stopped, you know, doing interviews on my platform is how difficult it became dealing with people, okay, who wanted to use me and my platform, okay, to benefit them, but didn't even want to pay me, okay? How dare you reach out to me, okay, to have your fucking artist on, okay? And they be late. And then think that's okay. Thinking I don't have shit to do. I have a life, okay? Kayla got the 411 for something that I stumbled onto because I'm a creative person. I use this platform to try to figure out how can I use my creative talents, right? And I just happened to incorporate other people into what the fuck I was had going on, okay? Okay. try to use my platform and my talents to be able to give people a platform to feel comfortable enough to tell their story. But as time go, when you grow, you got to make changes. I'm the type of person where, and the fact that this episode is called I'm Okay With Being A Bitch, I don't give a damn who you are. I don't care who you know, okay? If I set particular standards for my show after a few years when more people are actually reaching out, wanting to have their artists on my platform, that lets me know that I'm doing something correct. Which means I'm not trying to break your pocket, but you're going to have to pay me. Because a lot goes into setting up meetings, recording, editing, these lights, this camera, the software. It costs. Okay? So how fucking dare you want to use me and my platform and not pay? Now, there are some people out here who are paying. No, let me change it. There are some platforms out here that are charging $100, $200, okay, for up-and-coming artists to even get on that platform. They don't do no promotion for you. They don't even post your song, okay? Y'all don't have no problem paying these fucking men, but me, that actually puts out quality work. I'm not just jumping on a Zoom doing an interview with you and not doing no promo. The goal is for people to realize, okay, this artist is talented. You should listen to their music. That was the whole goal, okay? To use my talents and creativity to help my culture out. But what the fuck you not gonna do, especially when I ain't gotta do this shit. Especially when I don't have to do this shit, okay? Not only am I a mother, a single mother with a child, I work. I have a career that's totally separate from the media world. Not only do I work and I'm very good at my job, I work remote. Okay? I get bonuses, I get raises, and I'm very good at what the fuck I do. Kayla Got the 411 is just another side of me. So woof or woof out, this bitch, I'm going to be good. Okay? The audacity of you to think that I fucking need you. Like, bitch, what? You know, and as women, especially as black women, in order to get some respect around here, we gotta be a bitch. And the thing with me is, like, I don't have no problem with being that bitch. I don't give a damn about being not liked. Okay? There are people who have made judgments about me who ain't never ever had a conversation with me. And the only thing that they can say when they meet me is, you know, she thinks she all that. I do. But you don't know me. You ain't never talked to me or nothing to even come to that conclusion. Okay? So when you are a woman who speaks up for herself, people, especially black women, what? Like, she's difficult. No, bitch, I'm not difficult. You just got me fucked up. Okay? And it takes maturity and it takes growth as a woman to get to a place in life where you like, who you playing with? Like, you really gotta get like that. You gotta be like, what the fuck is you playing with? Excuse me? What the fuck is you playing with? Exactly. Okay? You gotta get, it takes a lot of growth to get there. Okay? To have that I don't give a fuck attitude. And you also, as a woman, you can do that and you can be that, but you gotta be okay with being labeled a bitch. Because that's what they're going to call you. When you start demanding respect, when you start demanding that you get compensated for the work that you're doing, anything like that, they're gonna label you a bitch. And I don't care how polite and how professional you will be, they will still label you that, especially as a black woman. Because they always think that we are not deserving of our work that we put in. Mm-hmm. But are you okay with being labeled a bitch? A lot of women are not. Are you okay with not being liked? A lot of women are not. See, if you're going to be a big girl and be that bitch that's on top of her ish, being the boss that she is, you got to make sure you do the work. And that work entails you getting to know yourself, okay? When you really get to know who you are, it will prepare you for what everybody has got to say about you, okay? Because people are going to talk. Like, please tell me you're not going through life expecting everybody to like you. Do you know how stressful and how difficult it is to try to please everybody? Even the ones that don't even know you, that never even met you. They just have observed you and made a stupid judgment about you. You're going to try to impress them? Why? We as women have come so far. So far, okay? And they have given us a month called Women's History Month, but they still are trying to take away our fucking rights. Isn't that the kicker? Isn't that the kicker? Every year, they are trying to do something that strips away our rights. The same rights that we fought to have. Okay? So, this is the reason why I encourage so many other women out there to open your mouth and say something. If you ain't feeling something, get out of there. If they don't value you, don't want to pay you, respect you, You don't have to deal with the shit no more. And by us doing that, okay, like the women before us did, the things that they had to encounter, for us to get to a place that we are now, girl, you better not accept crumbs. You better not let nobody walk all over you. And this is the reason why we as women gotta stick together. See, my alliance is with women. Okay? And my alliance is heavier with black women. I'm gonna always be in support of another black woman. We don't have to be friends. We don't have to kiki. But just know, I'm the type of black woman, I want all women, okay, to get your coin and don't settle for nothing half-assed. Don't settle for half-assed pay. Don't settle for disrespect. Don't settle for a man. Absolutely not. Because we gotta look out for the generation after us, the same way the generation before us looked out for us. And what the generation after us, people like my daughter, who's 11 years old, they need to see women who are strong for themselves. Do you get what I just said? That are strong for themselves. Women that can stand up for themselves and are intelligent and articulate themselves very well and let people know, you got me fucked up. I will not accept this. I will not allow you to do me like this. I will not allow you to not compensate me. These young babies need to see that. They need to see more strong confident women and less pick Mishas. Okay. Now, I can't speak for other women out there, but I know one thing I'm teaching my daughter is to stand up for herself, is to make sure that she takes in all the knowledge that is given to her in school and be a smart girl. Okay? Your looks come and go, but your brain, the way you use your brain, the way you articulate yourself, the way you communicate, that right there is gonna get you respect. Okay? And I wish that all young girls had role models like that in their lives. But the truth of the matter is just some women are just not going to get it. Or some women are just gonna take them a little longer to truly get it. But I will say it takes a lot of growth. You have to grow as a woman. You have to learn as a woman. You cannot be making the same mistakes as a woman and still complain about the same results that you get. You still can't be complaining about this particular man. Every time you date a man, you know, you be intimate with them and then they start acting funny and then they don't put no effort in. You keep complaining about these type of things. Did it ever maybe dawn on you that maybe you should keep your legs closed? You want different results? Switch up how you play the game. And one thing I can say is when I learned my true worth, I learned that it was better off keeping my legs closed if I wanted a man to respect me, if I wanted to get the fuck I want. See, I can go on a date with a guy, multiple dates, and he won't get no coochie from me. I don't owe you shit. This is my coochie. You're courting me. If you're courting me in the hopes that you're going to get laid, then I'm sorry to break it to you, sir. You're going to be slightly disappointed because I don't do anything until I want to do it. When you move like that shit, niggas will start looking at you different. Okay? When you make mistakes, learn from it. As you age and as you get older in life, you should be gaining wisdom. Nothing's more annoying than a older woman who has let so many years go by and she's still making dumbass decisions, same dumbass decisions she made when she was 19 years old, when she damn near 50. You've been living. Yes, you've been living. But have you really been living, girl? Okay. So, I'm grateful that we have a month like Women's History Month, but what does that mean if they constantly try to erase our history? It's like, it doesn't align to me. So, this is the reason why I really, really wanted to, this month, I really, really wanted to talk my shit, you know, because I'm tired. And as a black woman, as a woman, I'm tired. But as a black woman, I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. And a lot of the stress and bullshit that we as black women have to deal with is in the hands of men. The men are causing us this type of mess. They're the majority who are creating these laws, signing off on these laws, that's going to affect our future. You know? So let me know what you all think about this in the comments. I appreciate you all. And who's to say I may do another show before next Wednesday. But like I said earlier in the show, there's other ways for me to correct myself besides doing the norm. You know? I live a very peaceful life. I don't do drama. I'm not in drama. I don't have any drama going on in my life. So involving myself in online drama about with celebrities who I truly don't give a fuck about, just to entertain other people, it's not joyful for me. So if I happen to figure out a way that I'm able to really, you know, entertain y'all in a way that sits well with me, then I'll do so. But until then, I'm out. And I'll see you guys next Wednesday. Not next Wednesday. The next first Wednesday, which is in April. I'm out.